We're in the last chapter of Philippians
4.
But I want to come back to the very beginning, because it says that He has started a good work. He wants to complete it with us, with the church. It's a good work. He began a good work. In John 17, in the beginning, he says, I have fulfilled the work which you gave to me. I have finished the work. It's in chapter 17 of John, verse 4. He has begun and he is around there to complete that work. Complete it. It's good that we go back into all this fellowship. Today I want to show that this good work is real in spirit and it's worked out in our daily life. Sometimes it seems a contradiction. Think of Paul in prison. This didn't frustrate the gospel. And he knew that there was a rich supply of the Spirit and everything would be to his salvation. And his attitude was, and his expectation that he will not be put to shame, but that Christ would be exalted in our body. We have seen this wonderful vision. We have seen this wonderful Christ. We have seen that the Lord wants to build his church. But there's this other side. There are problems. There are restrictions. Again and again, there are these contradictions in a way. He was subdued till the end. He was obedient to the point of the death on cross on the one hand. On the other hand, he was highly exalted. Outwardly, it seems to deteriorate in some situations, but praise the Lord, he has everything under control. And we learn to be obedient to this God, this Christ. And then in chapter 3, we see brothers serving in the flesh, but on the other hand, there are brothers who are following in spirit. We don't trust in our flesh. We are no enemies of the cross. Those whose God is their appetite, is their stomach, their belly. Also, this, and we see this earthen attitude, and we have this heavenly attitude. We had the sin before, we give ourselves fully to Him because we wait for a wonderful Savior from heaven who will transform the body of our lowly condition into conformity with His glorious body by the exertion of the power that He has even to subject all things to Him. Praise the Lord. That's in the end of chapter 3. What a power He has. There is this one point to come when He will transform. He can do everything. And if He can transform my body, is He not able to transform in my soul? Can he not work in my soul? Is He not able to subdue things to Himself? And this is what we are wanting to have fellowship about in this morning. Therefore, chapter 4, my beloved brothers and sisters whom I long to see, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to live in harmony in the Lord. We have this situation here. We have this wonderful church in Philippi here, in wonders. And on the other hand, we have these two sisters who have to be admonished to be one, right? There are certain aspects which the Lord wants to help us to go on with. To be one is not a subject. It's a really the burden of the Lord. In His last prayer, He prayed that they all may be one. Philippi started as a church in oneness, but there are certain things of the part of our soul which disturb the oneness. Already in chapter 1, we have those brothers who want to preach out of envy, out of strife. How many have you brought to the Lord? Ah, I have more. Forget that. We want to be one, right?
Wie soll der Herr zum Ausdruck kommen?
How can the Lord be expressed without the oneness?
Und es geht mir nicht um die Einheit. Die Einheit.
I'm not talking about the oneness of the church. No. I'm talking about us being one. This is the Lord's attitude, that you may be all one. John
17.
And those two sisters standing to live in harmony, right? Stand firm in the Lord. We want to, as we read in chapter 3, that we should keep living in that same standard. What is the basis of our oneness? What is the ground of our oneness? Is there a foundation? We already heard about this steadfast foundation. We have to see that and know that in the Word and keep it. the steadfast foundation, the basis of our oneness, that we are one. What is it? Should we
Gedankensammlung machen, was zur Einheit
have
gehört?
A brainstorming, what is about the oneness?
Gemeinde sein. Eins sein.
Being the church, being one, is not a matter of reducing to some points and then everybody signs it. No, no, no. This is not the oneness of the Lord. This is a human oneness. What is the oneness of the Lord? What is the Lord's oneness? What does the word say?
Das ist in Johannes 17.
John 17.
Vers 6, ich habe deinen
Verse
Namen,
6. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours, you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Verse 8, for I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. Amen. We have received his word. This is the basis of our oneness. The basis comes out of the word. And then in chapter 17, verse 2, he says that he should give eternal life as to as many as you have given them. The Lord has given to every body whom he had received from God, he granted eternal life. This makes us different. The world has hated us. That made the difference that they had, that the disciples had received the word, that they had received the divine life, the eternal life. This makes us different. Here we have the world. The world doesn't know God. He also says that, verse 25, the world has not known you. And then people of the world think to distinguish things of the law, of the word, of the Bible. No, the church is to display God's glory. He gives life to everybody. What separates us from the world, that we have received his word and that we have received eternal life. Amen. This is a wonderful basis of being one. Being one is based on that one single divine life. This verse in Acts, which we read, the day of Pentecost, there were so many of the world, so many different countries, nations, tribes, they had received that word, they had heard the word and received the word. They have received the Spirit, they have received the life. And then it says, and this multitude of those were of one heart and one soul. What made it one?
Die Apostel hatten gar nicht so viel Zeit, da viele
The apostles didn't have a lot of time to explain so many points. No, they were one because they had received the eternal life. The living one was in them. Praise the Lord. That made them one. That made the difference. This world looked, what happened there? We have never seen that before. This multitude of so many different nations and cultures.
Und verschiedene Hintergrund, verschiedene Kulturen, verschiedene Sprachen.
Different languages.
Aber sie waren alle eins in Christus.
But they were all one in Christ. There was an expression. People saw something.
Das heißt sogar, die hatten Gunst bei dem ganzen Volk.
They even had well pleasure towards the world. Yesterday we had this hymn, the world is longing for peace and oneness. Out of a sudden there were people being one. This what separates us and discerns us from the world is the life of the Lord. These are not strange people. They don't need to produce anything. What separates us is the Lord's life. We are not dead anymore. We are living in spirit. This life of the Lord separates us and has the capability to make us one. Our oneness is in that life. I really have to emphasize that one being one is in that life of the Lord. It is not in a gifted person who is leading. It is not in any doctrine. No, it is this single life, this rich life. This is our basis. This is our foundation. There's nothing else to add. The Lord has done that in a wonderful way. Lord, I give you, yes, I give myself, my life to you, to you, to you, that you may all be one. This is wonderful. This life makes one. Do you treasure that? Do you treasure the Lord? Do you treasure this life? This is a life making us one. And this is our realm. This is our... It's a matter of nature. This life is one life. We have received this one single life. The life in me is not different from the life I have received. It is one life. That is why all believers through their regeneration by God are ones. We don't have to produce it. It is already there by our birth. We are one. Yes, we have a different looking outwardly. Yes, but we have all the same life and we are one. So simple, so normal, so wonderful. One life, one unity. By this new birth, we are partakers of this oneness. We have to see more of that being one. This is a joy. And this is our range, our scope, like, and do you see the joy the Lord had in this prayer in John 17? If we are distracted from this Christ, who has taken hold of us, whom we want to gain, whom we want to chase after, then out of a sudden something else wants to uplift itself above that life. But there is nothing more, nothing more complete than this one life, the Lord Himself. Therefore, Paul wants to pursue Christ. He has no other goal, no other interest. If we are distracted by any concept, any ideas, then the joy is diminishing. Lord, I'm one with you. I hold steadfast of you. I keep that life. Lord, I take hold of that life. This is our collaboration. We take hold of Christ. This is exercising our obedience. This life contains obedience. As Paul said in chapter 2, verse 13, right? Or 12 and 13. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure.
Ist das auch etwas, was dem Herrn gefällt? Das ist ein Wohlgeruch. Das ist auch im Philipperbrief da.
It's also in chapter Philippians. It's a good odor, right? Our sphere is in life and nature. Our cooperation and our joy is thinking the same thing in the Lord. Amen.
Jetzt darum, dass dieses eine Leben, das wir empfangen haben, das in uns ist, auch praktisch zum Ausdruck kommt.
This one life wants to be practically expressed.
Wenn wir untereinander,
I want to express it in that way. If we are one among another, then someone can realize that we belong to Christ.
Wenn ich sage, ich habe Leben,
if I say, I have life and Christ lives in me, it's a wonderful testimony. But as soon as we are one in this wonderful life, it is an even greater testimony. This is what the Lord wants to have. That we are one, that the world would acknowledge. For us, being one is the way the world can realize. The world is not interested if we are fighting over any concept or any doctrine, but seeing people being one in the life of the Lord, in the Spirit, who have this oneness and keep it steadfastly, then the Lord's life is expressed, and this is a light. And are we not here to shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that he may rejoice in the day of Christ? We want to fulfill it. He wants to accomplish this second work. He was successful with his first work, and I believe the Lord that he will be successful with his second work. We praise you.
Ja. macht meine Freude völlig. Denkt dasselbe, habt dieselbe Liebe.
Urge you also.
In der Seele denkt das eine.
Diese Amen.
Die haben wir im Geist empfangen.
Und this, we have received this oneness in the Spirit, but this oneness will be impact our soul, right? Like he said in chapter 2:2, fulfill my joy being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind, right?
Was dem Einssein oft entgegensteht.
What is the contract or the contradiction to being one?
Zwietracht, Spaltung.
It's division, it's fight, thrive. We have not a problem with separation or division here with us, in among us, but we are individualists, right? By our nature, there the Lord has a big work to do. To give his life to individualists, to make them one with him and in him. But he trusts in his life, in his spirit. When the individualists don't hold steadfast this life and oneness and keep certain practices, certain teachings, and don't leave those behind and emphasize those, then separation and division comes up, and this is really ugly. In the German word of ugly, there is hatred in it, full of hatred. Hatred is a work of the flesh. And the glory of the flesh is coming up. Somebody told me, so many groups and denominations, that is a glory. These are all these flourish gardens of the Lord. Well, that's a nice expression, but it's only those gardens of beautiful flowers produced by men, by human beings with God's glory. The main glory is in Christ. He has received the glory, and he gave us this glory that we might be one.
Amen.
The true glory, I come back to that, is in the oneness, when we are one.
Hier ist die Welt und hier gibt's auch die ganzen Gruppierungen und Spaltungen.
Here in this world we still have these groups, this separation, small, and then you divide it again. You have the big churches, state churches, and you have separations here, and even more separations, even, and you continue, Christians separate from each other. They have a certain emphasis here, they have a certain taste. If you're too much, if you don't like corners, you take a circle, and then you have home groups, and then you have two home groups and home meetings, and then they separate again, and it continues in that way.
In diesem Bereich, dass die weltliche Welt und die religiöse Welt.
This worldly sphere, it is this worldly world and the religious world. Yes, there are believers, but everybody knows. All those having his life know in the heart that they we want us to be one. And then we can start to visit each other group to group. Also a way. But he wants a oneness of nature. It's not a oneness of visit. It's an, he wants us to live together. I have in my internet a guest access, but those living with me, they have a full access.
Ja, ich will da sagen, alle Christen wissen in ihrem innersten,
all Christians know in their innerst being that they should be one. Because the Lord has sown that oneness into our heart. As they know it, and I was also in such a sphere, then you say, yes, we have fellowship in spirit. We stay in our structures, but we are in one in spirit.
Wir sind unsichtbar eins.
Invisibly one. What do you say about that?
Eins ist eins und sichtbar,
one
oder?
Is one and visible, right?
Dass wir Lichter sein sollen in
we have read in Philippians 2 that we should be shine as lights in the world. Yes, we are one, then we are invisible lights.
Also wenn ich sage, ich habe eine unsichtbare Einheit, ist es das gleiche wie wenn ich sage, ich habe
ein if I have an invisible oneness, then it's the same as saying I have an invisible light.
Ihr urteilt selber.
Es gibt kein you may judge. There is no invisible light. The physics among you should really quickly don't listen. Light has an expression. The Lord was visible. I am the light of the world, and this light is in us, and you are the light of the world. A city on the mountain tip can be invisible. No, cannot be invisible. This is the way the church has to be. But I also want to, it is also our being joined in soul, thinking the same thing, having the same love. The Lord shows us very clearly how this oneness should be expressed. Yes, the sphere is that life, the basis is life, and how is it expressed? How the Father and the Son did it. The Father has thoughts about over us human beings, the Son has the same thoughts. This is enormous. The Father has love towards the human being, the Son has the same love. The Father has a will. The Son has made himself one, two, with the Father. Is this not a wonderful oneness? With the same thoughts, with the same love, with the same will. This is the oneness which the Lord has created, lived, and which he wants us to live. My thoughts should be influenced by his thoughts, my will too. I make myself one with this life. We practice this. Again and again, we give room to that oneness. as we had complaining. We had a book table in the city, and then the police came and said, well, you are only 3 meters. And we think, yeah, we are all free. And then I argue and I complain and dispute. And the life of the Lord can also subdue. And the Lord is bigger. If he wants to be people to be spoken with, reduced to 3 meters, it's like that. And then somebody came and told me, yeah, the police came here and said we cannot extend 3 meters. And I think it's different. Yes, my concept might be different. Yeah, I have to contradict here. Situations like these exist. But how do we handle that? We had these in different conferences. Luke 1 contradicted, and he was muted. Mary didn't realize it in a good will, and then he asked again, how can that happen? I'm open for that. Our soul, our thought. And I give another example. Paul and Timothy. He says, I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. Today, father and sons are different. At that time, it was like, as the father is the son. Sometimes it's like that with us. At that time it was different. And when the father had a handscraft, then even the sons would follow that. And he was like that in Paul and Timothy. But today we have this individualism. The sons know it better than the father. We know it better than the Lord. How the church life could be handled. Another example. We have twins. I remember one time. They were small. They came hand by hand, and they were. They looked in his. They had a plan. They came together in oneness with a certain plan. And they walked towards the room of their big sister, but that was an impression. They were hand by hand. Euodia and Syntyche should have one plan. They had already different plans, right? We don't know what separated those two sisters here. We don't have to discuss it. The Lord of the life of the Lord makes one, right? And is able to make us one and keep us one and fulfill us in oneness. We bring along our soul, which is not yet renewed. We have so different souls. Some need more time to understand. And we have very correct people. We have some with a flexible order, right? They all shall be one, and a flexible sense of order. Let's put it like this. This is a big, big mystery. It's really his church. It's not us. He can handle that. We bring our formed soul, just an example. From this, the language in German, when I say,
ich gehe in die Auto, sofort reagiert's in euch.
If I, in the German language, say, I go to car, because in your mind you realize from very small there is a formation in your mind saying, this is wrong. There are rules in our mind, right? If something is against that rule, we have this alarm in us. Then the those who are active, they say, oh, you have to do it like this and this. And the other one would say, well, this person has a problem. Our mind, our way of thinking learns the thinking of the Lord. The way of thinking of the Lord. Are there better thoughts that then the Lord has them over us? Lord, bring us into your way of thinking. Bring us, Lord, into your mind, that this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Our mind can subdue itself. Then we can even hold higher the other one than us. Esteem others better than ourselves. This being one, he wants to fulfill his work. He wants to accomplish his work with us, that we might be of one heart and one soul, like we read in Acts 2, Acts 4. This is his plan. The church in Jerusalem in the time of Acts, they didn't even have the name, the church in Jerusalem. But they were one of one heart and one soul. Today, we have the name. He says the saints in chapter 1, but in chapter 4 he says no other church had fellowship, and the same way, likewise, we have the name of being the church. That is correct. Yesterday we heard of Sardis, you have the name of being, of living, but you are dead, right? Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. I want to use that. You have a name that you are alive and you are not one. We shall really repent. We should chase after Christ and make this mind, this way of mind, to our mind. There might be some few saints in one locality, and they are not even they are not able to be one.
Wenn ihr es nicht schafft, dann holt doch bitte einen Jochgenossen, nicht einen Berater oder Counselor oder Coach,
Don't look for a counselor or a coach, but use other companions. I urge you also true companion, healthy swimming, right? We need companions of yoke. This is such a burden of the Lord. It also needs our body. We had this hymn, "What shall I give to you?" Being one with others needs our soul to be renewed, saved, that the way of mind is the one of the Lord, that we take care of one another, but even our body is used. There was this Epaphroditus who, because for the work of Christ, came close to death. Here I want to say, not every sickness is of the enemy. No. We have a weak body, right? We don't follow this strange doctrine. Yes, there is sickness, and there are brothers being sick and in a heavy way and cannot even be here and are in rehabilitation, but the Lord has kept them until today because he wants to fulfill the oneness with them, even if they are sick right now. Our body is a lowly body, right? I don't want to go into every single detail. Timothy, Epaphroditus, Paul himself. We have so many examples. Consecrated ourselves practically for the saints. And in the end, in Philippians 4, we have this heavenly account, right, in chapter 4, verse 20. This testimony shall be visible by the world. And then the world also sees that the Lord has loved us. We have this love practically for one another. Visit saints back and forth, not only giving, and not only receiving, no, back and forth in the materialistic way. What we have received, if we see a need, but we are not consecrated on the need, right? We are not centered on the need. We're centered on the glory. The Lord has given us glory. And if we see the glory and we want to include the saints with that glory, we are centered on this glorious Christ. We learn that. We end the conference here, but we continue learning. Here in chapter 4, we have two verses where he has learned. I know, or I have learned. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, verse 8, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Not what There are things which are not nice. Yes, our singing is not complete. The Lord loves our singing in oneness, even if it is not complete or nice. Paul speaks to the old elders and the deacons. Yes, in our service. Every time I serve, I see the need. I see the debt, in a way. Being an elder. They're important for the outward structure of the church, the order in the church. They should have this way of attitude of mind, right? There are different elders in a church. You can do things different. Don't compare elders. Are there elders in other churches who are more capable? Forget about that. In one church, there are the elders there who take responsibility in their measure, but it's the Lord's church, and He builds and He brings together in oneness. Sometimes there are sisters who are so near emotionally to the Lord rather than the sober brothers. But are you there as a sister? You should put to fire that brother or say something differently. Don't touch the work of the Lord with your own hands. Seek Christ. Seek being one is important for the Lord.
Als unsere Kriterien.
Our criteria, we learn, learning through Christ to be pure without offense. The God of peace will be with us. We can learn from other saints, from other churches. It's wonderful for all of us to be one among the churches. It's the same oneness. It's not a different oneness as the Father with the Son. Coming back to the glory, I want to finish with this verse. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. He can do even more. John, coming back to John 17. I have given the glory unto them. And then 24. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. Yes. On the one hand, he has given the glory. But on the other hand, that we have to behold this glory. We should run after Christ, chase him. Lord, I seek you anew. I come back to you again. You have received one part of glory, but the Lord wants to give more. From glory to glory, yes. This is our direction until we are fully with him in glory, Lord Jesus. Verse 20. Verse 19, and my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God, chapter 4, verse 20. And Father, be glory forever and ever. Amen. Our being one glorifies the Father, as the Son glorified the Father. In like manner, the Church glorifies the Father when we are fulfilled, completed in oneness. Let us take that after that conference. Lord, give more glory in the churches. I really wish you a good going back home and a lot of glory in the church. Let us stand up all together and read together verse 23. Amen. Proclaim that together in all languages. Together, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Be with your spirit in the German experience, in the German translation. This has a power. This is the oneness. This is, once again, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen.